Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call to discuss the results of the first quarter of 2016 of Ourofino Saúde Animal. Today are with us Mr. Dorival Quaratti Neto, CEO, and Mr. Fabio Lopes Júnior, CFO and IRO. We would like to inform you that this presentation is being recorded with simultaneous translation into English, and all participants will be connected in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Later, we will begin a Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Should you require the assistance of an operator during this conference call, please press star zero to reach the operator. The audio and the slides of this conference call are being webcast at ir.ourofino.com, and you will see a banner called Webcast 1Q16. This will take you to the platform of the presentation. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that any forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call relating to the company's business outlook, operational and financial targets and projections are based on the premises and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance as they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, and have to do with future events which depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of Ourofino and could lead to results which differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Dorival Quaratti Neto. The floor is yours, sir.
Good afternoon to all. Thank you very much for participating in this conference call to discuss the results of Q1 2016. In this quarter, as planned, we defined some strategic actions in our units of food-producing animals and companion animals to increase the levels of profitability and return to stockholders in the following quarters. We would emphasize that we have been gearing efforts to pass price increases through, and we are aware that this will result in natural adjustments in the market. First quarter is usually the smaller in terms of revenue and profitability, and there was a smaller dilution of expenses and fixed costs, which were more in line with Q4 2015. In this context, our total revenues increased by 12.6% and reached 98 million reais. In the food-producing animal segment, we made adjustments to our sales structure and expanded regional strategic units. We also brought in new people to maximize business generation potential. Therefore, the growth is consistent with our expectations. We grew 9.7% in Q1 2016, and revenues totaled 74.8 million reais. In terms of companion animals, Ourofino Pet Distribution started its direct sales to pet shops and vet clinics in the southern and western regions of the city of São Paulo. We started these operations in March, and we also replaced two distributors in key regions. Among our segments, this is the one that has the greatest exposure to the current macroeconomic situation in Brazil. Revenues decreased by 5.4% and totaled 14.1 million. But we now have a more appropriate structure to drive growth in the coming periods. The internationalization of the company remains steady, and we are reaping the rewards of the structuring efforts carried out during 2015 in Mexico and Colombia. As a result, total revenues from international operations totaled 9.1 million reais, an increase by 133% as compared with the first quarter of 2015. In line with our strategy to grow through innovation, we launched two more products for food-producing animals, Resoluto, an injectable marbofloxacin-based antimicrobial for the treatment of respiratory problems. We also launched Orovac Iva against rabies in cattle. Additionally, we created an internal M&A infrastructure to conduct selective analysis of market opportunities, including the acquisition of technology platforms. We also highlight that the building of the new plant of biological products is on schedule and production should start in the beginning of 2017. We are optimistic about the strategic actions adopted, which are going to play an important role to drive our results in the following periods. I now turn the floor to our CFO and IRO, Mr. Fabio Lopes, who will comment on the results of the period. Thank you, and good afternoon to all. I'm going to begin the presentation on slide 3, where you can see the growth of our net revenue by 12.6% in Q1 2016. Revenues achieved 98 million reais relative to 87 million reais in Q1 2015. On slide 4, you see the net revenue by segments. In food-producing animals, net revenue in Q1 2016 was 74.8 million reais, a 9.7% increase relative to Q1 2015, when the revenue was 68.2 million reais. I would like to highlight the pass-through of prices, which took place gradually during the quarter, the increase in revenue from artificial insemination, and the growth in the antimicrobial line. We launched Resoluto in this quarter. Additionally, in March 2016, we saw a growth by 14% relative to March 2015. In the segment of companion animals, the net revenue of the first quarter of 2016 was 14 million reais. That is 5.4% lower relative to the 14.9 million reais achieved in Q1 2015. This reflects the decision of the company to implement the Ourofino Distribuição PET, which started sales in March 2016. We also suffered with the impact in the adjustment of the distribution channel because we replaced two distributors. This was partially offset by the pass-through of prices. Also in March 2016, we saw a 20% growth relative to March 2015 in the segment of companion animals. In our international operations, net revenue in Q1 2016 was 9 million reais, a growth by 133% relative to Q1 2015. This growth has to do with the increase in sales in the subsidiaries in Mexico and Colombia, which account now for 50% of the exports. Also, we began to export vaccines against foot and mouth disease to Latin America, especially Paraguay. On slide 5, you see the gross profit and the SG&A. Gross profit was 52 million reais in Q1 2016, a 1.6% increase relative to 51.3 million reais in Q1 2015. The variation in the gross margin in 2016 has to do with the lower share relative to the annual revenues of first quarter. Therefore, the fixed costs cannot be diluted as much since they remain stable relative to Q4 2015. We were impacted by inflation and by the collective bargaining agreement. Also, companion animals account for a smaller part of this margin. SG&A in Q1 2016 amounted to R$50.7 million, a 21.6% growth relative to Q1 2015. This reflects a fixed expense, which is more in line with Q4 2015. We also invested in the commercial structures abroad, and we made strategic changes in the sales force in Brazil. We are aiming at gaining market share in our market, and the smaller share of the sales in Q1 relative to the other quarters has to do with the normal seasonality of our business, and therefore, this accounts for a 3.8% increase in SG&A relative to the revenue. On slide six, you see EBITDA and EBITDA margin. In Q1 2016, adjusted EBITDA totaled R$6.6 million with an adjusted EBITDA margin of 6.66%. This reflects, as we said before, the fixed costs and expenses, which are in line with Q4 2015. On slide seven, you see our net financial expense, income tax and social contribution expense, and net profit. The net financial expense in Q1 2016 was R$4.6 million relative to R$0.7 million in Q1 2015. This increase has to do with a lower net indebtedness in 2015, which had to do with the IPO that was carried out in October 2014. Income tax and social contribution in Q1 2016 had a positive impact by R$1.4 million, which has to do with the loss reported in the quarter. The net loss in Q1 was R$1.8 million, which reflects the increase in financial expenses and the lower adjusted EBITDA because of the fixed costs and expenses. On slide eight, you see the bank debt. In Q1 2016, the net debt over equity was 66, was 0.49 times. Relative to the average cost of the debt in March 31st, 2016, the percentage was 8.98%. The company closed March with R$43 million in cash. On page nine, you see the investments in R&D in Q1 2016. Investments in R&D accounted for 7.2% of the net revenue in the period, in line with historical data. On page 10, you see the launches in Q1 2016. We launched two new products for the food-producing animal segment, an injectable antimicrobial called Resoluta, focusing on respiratory problems, and Orovacciva, a vaccine against rabies. It's the first product in our vaccine portfolio. On page 11, you see the performance of our shares since the IPO until March 31st, 2016. The price at the IPO was R$27, and at the end of March, they were priced at 43.80%, an appreciation by 62%, and as compared with Ibovespa, you see that we grew substantially. On slide 12, we would like to highlight the growth in net revenue by 12.6% in the quarter. Net revenues achieved 98 million reais. We launched two new products in Q1. Orofino Pet Distribution started its operation, selling to pet shops and clinics in the south and west region of São Paulo. And as regards the biological plant, we expect to begin production in Q1 2017. We are very motivated to achieve our targets in 2016 with steadfastness and agility. I would like to thank you all for your attention and open for the Q&A session. We will now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any time your question has been answered, press star key. Questions will be answered as they are taken. Please wait. Mr. Barreto from Itaú BBA has a question. Hello, Fabio. Bolivar. I would like to talk about the pass-through of prices in the first quarter. Did you manage to pass through prices at the end of the quarter? And how did your competitors behave? Did they follow you? And can we think that we are going to see a recovery in margins in the food-producing animal segment? In the last two quarters, the gross margin was slightly lower. Thank you, Antonio, for your question. The pass-through of prices happens at the turn of the year. There is a small difference among companies relative to the pass-through of prices. And this has to do with the operations. Some companies have different distribution channels, and sometimes the end user doesn't see this change in prices as much as we can do. And sometimes it is kind of difficult to see the market accommodate relative to our efforts. Also, you reprice your products, but the line is very broad, so oftentimes there are market opportunities that allow for the mix of products to be repriced differently according to seasonality. We have increased the prices. We hope that the margins will increase in the next few quarters. This is an important guidance for the organization in all segments, and price is one of the important elements for us to increase the margin. Thank you. Your explanation was very clear. And then relative to distribution, you mentioned the acquisition or the replacement of two distributors. So why did you replace two distributors, and what was the impact in the first quarter, be it in volume, in non-recurring costs, and any kind of metrics that you can give us? The replacement of the distributors and the fact that we were willing to do it was discussed in other conference calls. But basically, the performance was not in line with our expectations for such an important region, and I mean in São Paulo. And we also wanted to have a better performance of the company so that it could be the benchmark for all distributors throughout Brazil. So we decided to place ourselves in a more strategic, a more vanguard position, and we are going to operate directly in the pet channel. We were facing difficulties in terms of performance, and we decided to establish a process where one of the distributors is the benchmark, is a school, so to speak. And we have been replacing distributors whenever the performance is not appropriate. And together with that, we also have the possibility of increasing learning amongst its distributors. Thank you. Mr. Montes from Banco do Brasil has a question. Thank you very much for the call. I would like to have a little bit more color about the increase in costs and in sales expenses. We know that the mix might not be the most appropriate according to the time of year, but I see that the costs have increased very much relative to the sales, and sales expenses also are significantly higher relative to the costs of the previous year. Can you give us a little bit more color on that? Hello, Marcia. As regards costs and expenses, we had to pass through inflation and also the collective bargaining agreement with employees, and it started 2016 with a new level of costs. In terms of expenses, our business abroad in Colombia and Mexico, we have more people working because in 2015 we had nobody in Colombia and we had very, very few people in Mexico. So we increased the commercial efforts abroad during the second half of 2015, and in the beginning of 2016 we had a bigger structure abroad. As regards the domestic market, we also made some adjustments. So we increased staff, we increased our penetration in regions which we thought were key, and this all took place in Q1 2016. But these are efforts that we began in the second semester of 2015. What I want to make clear is that our sales structure and the cost structure reflects our attitudes taken in 2015. In our units abroad, we can show you the result in terms of sales that we see relative to the previous years, which has to do also with the bigger structures that we have in place. In terms of costs, we have the collective bargaining agreement, we have the inflation of 2015, so our internal costs having to do with the cost of goods sold has also increased. The fixed costs are higher. And also, bear in mind that Q1 accounts for a smaller share of the total revenue, so the dilution of the fixed costs is less. So can I say that although the cost of goods sold has risen about 200% quarter on quarter, and sales expenses have grown 340%, can we expect a greater dilution in the next few quarters? Relative to the cost of our international operations, there was a decrease in gross margin and an increase in cost of goods sold because we sold foot and mouth disease to Paraguay. We were looking for an alternative to maximize the values for this product. And also the gross margin of this product is lower. So we don't expect lower margins for sales abroad, but we expect to maintain the margin relative to previous periods. In the other segments, yes, we do expect a recovery in gross margin in the next few quarters. Relative to the expenses, we expect greater dilution as the revenues grow in the next quarters. Mr. Giordano from JP Morgan has a question. Good afternoon to all. Thanks for taking my question. In terms of working capital, I would like to understand something. There was a substantial reduction in payments to suppliers. What has changed? When I look at inventories, for example, I don't see any growth. So what happened in terms of working capital, and what are you doing in terms of receivables? Your receivables period is quite long. We have been working since the end of last year, and we have been working on some important targets. We want to decrease the need for working capital, but of course, in Q1, we see the impact of the major sale of products in 2015. We received a lot of money from sales in 2015, especially Q4. So we are going to need less working capital, and this is something that we have been pursuing not only for 2016, but also for 2017 and 2018. As regards our suppliers, of course, our cost of capital and our capital structure is slightly cheaper than our suppliers. So sometimes we have opportunities to get discounts if we make payments, and we think this is good for the company. And in terms of food producing animals, do you have any visibility about the selling price of the foot and mouth disease vaccine for 2016? The trend is towards not making any pass-through of prices for the foot and mouth disease. This is an impact in the market now, and it's an unfortunate trend. Also, the company has been looking for alternatives to decrease the cost of making the foot and mouth disease vaccine and also decreasing the cost of sales. We sold to Paraguay at a higher price than we sold to the domestic market. But in other product lines, there is a substantial growth, especially in products for animal reproduction and other very technical products. We expect major growth for 2016. In terms of foot and mouth disease, what's happening? Is there an excess of production capacity? Is any of your competitors being too aggressive? Is any competitor dumping old inventory? I see you are migrating to segments where there is more value add, but what happens with this more basic product? In terms of foot and mouth disease, this is a product that has a finite demand. The volume is determined by the government, so it is the price relates directly to the supply of products. And because of competition and there is a great supply and the demand is finite, today there is a wealth of products. And when this happens, supply is greater than demand and it's more difficult to establish prices in terms of quality and approval. These products are highly regulated by the government. So in view of the importance of the product, it is a very important product for the business as a whole. This product has to do with the management of the cattle chain. So it is only natural that the products that are used by cattle ranchers, the cattle rancher chooses these products also when they vaccinate the cattle against foot and mouth disease. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1. The Q&A session is now ended. I now turn the floor over to Mr. Dolivar Coral Cineto. I would like to thank you all very much for your trust. And we reaffirm our commitment towards the continuous and sustainable growth of our business. We have great confidence in our ability to grow, gain market share, improve our operating efficiency, despite the macroeconomic situation in Brazil. Thank you very much for attending this conference call. The conference call to discuss the results of Ourofino for the first quarter of 2016 is now ended. Please disconnect your lines. Have a nice afternoon.